Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing just fine. It looks like spring is definitely on the way where we're up here in Spokane, Washington.
Aren't you excited to see the sun?
Yeah. I actually heard a bird tweeting this morning, too. I'm really pumped.
Me, too. I started the program just rattling off about, hey, so glad to see the sun. Hey,
yes,
you know, I like that segment that you just did. Let's talk a little bit more about how to overcome some of these invisible fences.
Yeah, well, the way to look at these invisible fences are these what I call limitations or walls of containment, and they're holding you back from what God's really trying to pour out through your life. They hold you back from being able to grab a hold of a miracle from God. Lots of times it comes from just wrong thinking or wrong mindsets, things like miracles don't happen today and things like that. And that can limit what can happen in your life. In Mark chapter 9, Jesus says, believe and all things will be possible to you. So what happens is the only thing that limits what God can do in your life is what we believe. So if we can believe for big things, then you're entering into a realm where the possibility of big things happening in your life can actually happen. And then another thing to keep in mind is faith versus fear. Faith and fear work the same way. They work under the same principles. You believe something in your heart, and then you begin to speak that belief out with your mouth. Now, the main difference between faith and fear is faith believes for a good end result, and fear believes for a bad end result. So if you can swing over into the realm of faith and be believing for a good end result and then speaking and praying along those lines, that opens the door wide open to burst through these invisible fences and the walls of containment that have been holding you back from walking in the fullness of what God has for you.
That's good. And you also, I like what you were saying about you have to watch what you hear and what you listen to, because if someone tells you God's not doing miracles anymore, then that gets in your heart, and then you know your faith is limited by what someone else said. Never allow what someone else says to be more powerful in your life than what the Word of God says.
That's absolutely true. You're always going to be influenced by what you're taking in by your eyes and what you're taking in by your ears and so forth. So you need to control what's coming in your eye gates and what's coming in your ear gates so that you're seeing faith-filled things with your eyes and you're hearing faith-filled things with your ears. And the best way to do that, in Romans, it tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. To say it in normal English like we speak today, you're going to say that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So be finding different avenues that you can be seeing the Word of God continually, and you can be hearing the Word of God continually. There are a number of good television broadcasts and Christian television networks where there's good faith-filled preaching going on all the time, and you can access that. The internet, YouTube, is loaded with faith-filled videos you can watch, and there's nothing that beats reading the Word of God itself. And just fill yourself full of the Word of God, faith-filled words of God, and you're going to see amazing things happen in your life.
I like that. I like that a lot. It's definitely true. It is so true. And I keep trying to think of this saying, it says, don't the people that say you can't do something or you can't believe for something, they're like, don't listen to them. Continue to do what you hear in your spirit, what you hear God saying, take the limits off of God and don't allow someone else's invisible fences to stop you from reaching the goals that God has called you to do.
Yes, that's really good.
And that was Cheryl Boggs. I don't know. That just kind of came out of me. That's not the little thing that I was.
I could tell that you've been putting your eyes on faith-filled stuff, you know, because that's what's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. I'll try to find that little saying, but yeah, you're right. That's, and it is so true. And I always hear, the Spirit of the Lord say, You know, don't allow what someone else says to outweigh or overpower what I say in your life.
There you go.
That's great. I love that. We're going to revisit that. That's a great segment to talk about overcoming invisible fences.
Yeah,
so Dan, go ahead.
Just real quickly, the next couple of segments that you hear the next couple of weeks, we're going to continue along those lines.